Joining us quickly here, State Representative Alan Skillicorn. I am an Illinois resident here in St. Louis, Missouri, and we're kind of shocked at all the problems they're having in Missouri right now. But you're there fighting in the General Assembly in Springfield for the Illinois taxpayer. Tell us quickly about this budget deal that is taking place in Springfield.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, first, I want to make sure it's crystal clear that people know that this budget isn't really balanced. Everyone's talking about, oh, it's balanced. Well, the Center for Government Accountability says the state of Illinois is going to bring in about $37.8 billion of the revenue. This budget spends $38.5. So there's $600 or $700 million discrepancy there. And it also includes some things like trying to sell the Thompson Center. Hey, guess what? The state actually said they were going to sell the Thompson Center last year for $300 million and tried to use the revenue for last year's budget, too. So there's a lot of gimmicks, a lot of silliness here. And I just want to make it crystal clear that this is not budget. This is not balanced. So I voted against this. A few others of us voted against it. But unfortunately, pretty much everybody rolled over, capitulated, and voted for this thing, even though it's not balanced.
So does it go to the governor's desk now? Has it been through the Senate?
Yes,
it's the Senate bill.
The Senate passed it almost unanimously. Only two Republicans actually stood up and said no. At least in the House, there are 14 Republicans that said no. And There were, like, I think, 11 or 12 Republicans and two or three Democrats said no. Because, unfortunately, this budget also includes appropriations for taxpayer-funded abortion. And we made it crystal clear that a bunch of us were not going to support that.
And so we know the governor's not going to have a problem with that.
Oh, yeah. He signed HB 40. He's going to be fine with that. But, you know, at least there's a couple pro-life Democrats that joined us Republicans to say, no, we can't do this.
Absolutely. Real quick here, I got about a minute. Is there any hope for taxpayers in this budget? Or heading to a progressive tax, income tax, if we get J.B. Pritzker? Is there any hope, any bright side for taxpayers in Illinois?
Well, only 61 representatives were on board with that resolution for the progressive tax, so they would need 71 to change the Constitution. Hey, I figure if you're going to change the Constitution, let's open it up so we can diminish pensions and actually fix this problem instead of passing on more bills to the people.
Absolutely. And getting more in November, flooding the General Assembly with Republicans taking off those Democrat seats. My district, 112th District, Katie Stewart and Mike Babcock's running. I think it's the 113th or 114th. There's a lot here in the Metro East that we could take back to give some of that meat back to the Republicans and diminish Mike Madigan's power.
Yeah, those are winnable races. I mean, you've got good Republicans that can beat the Mike Madigan Democrats in those races. But in other areas, unfortunately, the Republican Party has stood for nothing. And I don't know if we're going to be able to get our base out. You know, we have a Republican Party that is better at capitulating than leading. And that is going to be very problematic across the state.
Yeah, absolutely. Alan Skillicorn on Twitter, @ Alan Skillicorn. Website is alanskillicorn.com, and you can follow him on Facebook, Alan Skillicorn for Illinois State Representative. Great stuff that you're always putting out there. You do a lot of Facebook Lives. We appreciate all of the information you're giving to us.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you.